What's going on, fam? Welcome back to the podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas. We got to keep pushing forward, fam. And if you know me, that's one of my favorite sayings. Why? Because in life, we're always going to be pushed back. Always. It's just part of life. It's part of the sequence. It's part of the beautiful adventure that we're on. Because that's what it really is. If you're making it an adventure, right? You see, if you think that life is just kind of like boring or things aren't really going away, the first thing I'll say to you is like, go take more risks. Seriously. Go take more risks. At the end of the day, you decide what goes on in your life. Truthfully, you have the power to decide. God gave you and I free will. You can decide to do a lot, and you can decide to do abso-fucking-lutely nothing. You can decide to sit home and chill all day, or you can decide to be ambitious and pursue something that you really want. Think about that. There's times where I have a big whiteboard, right? And it's in front of my TV. I haven't turned on my TV in a couple months. I can't remember the last time I sat down and watched TV in my place. Recently, I've watched some Game of Thrones at a friend's house. And that's been nice, not gonna lie. But like, there's times where I sat down on my couch and it's been kind of like a long day. And I'm like, man, I would love to just kind of like vibe and chill. Like, but in my head, I'm like, no, man, like, what else could you do? What else could you do? What are my goals? Where am I heading towards? I get to decide. Look, life can be an amazing adventure, a daring adventure, okay? And remember, adventures aren't always sunny and wonderful. Adventures also have, like, obstacles. Adventures also have, like, things can go not wrong, but things can go south, you know? But that's what makes an adventure so interesting. It tests you. It makes you think. See, you have to adapt this mindset that problems in your life are there to create you. Problems are possibilities. Problems are opportunities. Problems are there to develop your character. It's what we overcome that really makes us proud of who we are, makes us feel happy. It's not the easy things that really allow us to enjoy the excitement of life. The excitement of life comes from having a problem. Deciding that you're going to have a positive outlook on this problem and you're going to go forth with it. All right. A couple things for me. I got back from Miami about today's Wednesday. So I got back from Miami on Sunday. I went there to go see a show, you know, at Club Space with a friend. And it was a big disappointment for me. It was a big disappointment because, and an eye opener. Disappointment because I thought it was going to be a lot more fun. Eye-opener, realized that I don't want to do drugs like or drink alcohol, like even though I haven't been doing them. I usually want to go to shows. I'll either have some alcohol or I do some drugs, you know. But I'm like, I don't want to do any of this shit. Like, I don't, like, I'm on my shit, man. Like, my life is very exciting. My life is on point. My life is me. My mindset. And so I realized that, man, like, that's damn, like, I was so excited to move to Miami, but now I'm like, I don't know if I want to move there, man. Like, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to move there is because I love music. But anyways, you know, so that was a big turn for me. You have sometimes these expectations of, oh, this is what I want to do, dude. And then you come to do something and you're like, oh, this isn't really what I want to do anymore. And that's not a bad thing. It just shows growth, you know? And I came back and I did some triceps on Monday morning. And by Monday night, man, my elbow, when I started doing burpees, was fucking horrible. It was feeling so painful. I'm like, what's going on with my elbow? And I think I injured my tricep a little bit, and that's why my elbow hurts. And I'm like, great, man. All right, fuck it. I'm still going to push through. But that instant, how many times are you hit with something? I know you are. It's fucking life. You're hit with something you didn't see coming, and you're like, man, why me? Like, why the fuck is this happening? Like, that's all mindset training. That's all an opportunity for you to train your mind. That's an opportunity for you to practice that self-talk. You know, I told myself, I'm like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. My knees are good. My hips are good. This elbow, every time I went up with a burpee, it would sting. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. That was like the first set of 25. I'm like, I got 9 sets left. You best bet I'm going to fucking do this. I don't give a fuck. My elbow can fucking break. I don't care. And that's just the way I fucking did it. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do this. And so yesterday, I hit a workout. I didn't do my burpees yesterday. I started doing burpees this morning. Elbow still hurting. It was a little bit better. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to push through this shit. I'm going to push through this shit. Watch this. So every time you're dealt with something that you didn't see coming, that's your practice. That's your fucking training right there. It's like, I'm going to fucking get through this shit. You know? Recently, I've been training a new employee. Recently, I've been having to do some more admin stuff with my business. You know, like we had a great run last month, and now this month it's not taking off as much as I wanted to. But I got other things that I need to work on first before I can move forward with more other things. And that's just part of the business. I'm like, no. I'm going to look at it as a positive thing. Remember, change is just nature's delight. That's it. That's just nature. You can't avoid change. You can't avoid problems. So if you know you're going to be faced with problems, the only reason you don't like problems is because it's not what you wanted to happen. But if everything went your way, they wouldn't be called life. It'd just be called fucking a simulation. I don't fucking know. But it just would not be fucking real life. But you can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you decide to be, what kind of person you decide to be when things are not going the way you want them to go, right? And that's what creates you. That's what solidifies who the fuck you are. And I tell myself every single fucking day, I'm like, I'm gonna get after this shit. Because I decide what goes on. I decide how I act about what's gonna happen. And anything that's against me, anything that's difficult, it's meant to make me better. And that's what I wanna be, better. Because we're happy. We're the happiest when we're in the pursuit of something difficult. Of something worthwhile. Like, nah, man, once I can overcome these obstacles, man, I'm proud of myself. I did that. I got through that. Man, like, it was very difficult, but I did it. That's happiness. Not drinking a bottle, not just smoking a shit ton of weed, and kind of like, you're happy in the moment, but then you're like, the next day, okay, I got to get back to things. The true happiness is seeing yourself progress in life. The true happiness is seeing yourself evolve and become better than you were a month ago, a year ago, 2 months ago. Like, seeing yourself overcome something that at one point was really painful. So, ultimately, this adventure of life, it gets more exciting the more that you can trust yourself. Because the more you can trust yourself, the more you prove to yourself what you can do, how you can think, how much better you can get, the more you're willing to take on. I sit here sometimes and I think to myself, man, what do I feel worthy of? What do I feel worthy of? I'll be completely honest with you. Like, relationships for me, I want a great relationship. Man, to me, a great relationship is gold. To me, a great relationship is rare. And so every day, like, I do pray to God about it. Every day I look myself in the eye and I try to be a better man. I try not to chase lust, because you can't chase lust in love. You can't. And I've always struggled with that. And so it's not easy for me either. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying it's going to be worth it. I'm saying the more disciplined you are, the more likely you're going to get the outcome that you want. That I want you to remember. The more disciplined you are, the more likely you're going to get the outcome that you want. Because the discipline is doing the things that you know you must do in order to get things that you want. It's not doing what you want to do. Because usually the things that you really, really want to do sometimes, not all the times, don't always lead you to where you want to go, especially in the beginning. If you still have vices of drinking, smoking, lusting, you want to do things that make you feel good. At this point, you know, I know what's difficult for me is best for me. I know that little feeling I get when I maybe don't want to answer a lead or get on that phone call. I know, motherfucker, get on that fucking phone call, because you know that's going to get you to where you want to go. That's going to give you, you know, new client, bigger business, financial freedom, a place for your family to sleep, a place where you can walk out, maybe a beach house. Like, it's going to give me all these great things. Okay? So, same thing with the gym, man. I don't want to go to the gym. Like, you might be thinking that, but hey, you know, going to the gym is going to make you feel better about yourself. You know, going to the gym is going to make you look better. You know, going to the gym is going to build more self-respect. You know, going to the gym is going to help you have a healthier body for your kids, so you can run, so you can look better in the mirror, right? Realize the bigger picture at times. Discipline is the key. So get after it. Realize that life is a great adventure. And if you don't feel like it's an adventure, take more risks. You're going to fucking die. All right, you don't get out alive. You really don't. Build yourself so you can rely on yourself. And others that you care about can also rely on you too. I truly believe there's no better feeling than knowing that people you love can rely on you, because you are someone that doesn't fucking miss. All right? Get after it today. Don't fucking hold back.